Pope Benedict XVI appealed for an immediate ceasefire in the Middle East just hours after an Israeli airstrike against Hezbollah positions in a southern Lebanese village killed upwards of 50 civilians.
Nel nome di Dio, mi rivolgo a tutti i responsabili di questa spirale di violenza perché immediatamente si depongano le armi da ogni parte.
Speaking to the faithful gathered at the traditional papal summer retreat in the Alban Hills, a few miles southeast of Rome, the Holy Father said, "In the name of God, I appeal to all those responsible for this spiral of violence so that they immediately put down their arms on all sides."
Pace, sì. Grazie.
In response to Pope Benedict's appeal, the faithful chanted peace repeatedly in Italian, interrupting the Holy Father briefly. Pope Benedict continued to call on governing leaders and international institutions, asking them to spare no effort in their work to obtain what he called this necessary cessation of hostilities. The Holy Father said a lasting and stable coexistence of all the peoples of the Middle East is only possible through dialogue, and in order for people to talk seriously, a truce is needed right away.
Centinaia di morti, moltissimi feriti, una massa ingente di senza tetto e di sfollati.
With hundreds of dead, so many wounded, a huge number of the homeless and refugees, houses, cities, and infrastructure destroyed, while in the hearts of many hate and the will for revenge seem to grow, Pope Benedict said his thoughts cannot but turn to the Holy Land.
In questo momento non posso non pensare alla situazione sempre più grave.
Pope Benedict said the current crisis clearly demonstrates that you cannot re-establish justice, create a new order, and build authentic peace when you resort to instruments of violence. The Pope urged all to pray that God may give his peace to that region and to the whole world.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
After the Angelus, Pope Benedict XVI recalled the three major liturgical memories this week.
Nei prossimi giorni faremo memoria di alcuni grandi santi.
Tomorrow's memory of St. Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. Wednesday's of St. Alphonse Liguori, who founded the Redemptorist Fathers, and Friday's liturgical remembrance of the great French confessor, St. John Vianney. It was this season's first Sunday Angelus from Castel Gandolfo, and the Pope greeted summertime pilgrims in several languages, including English.
Welcome. Especially the group of young people of the Regnum Christi movement. In today's gospel, we see Jesus feeding the hungry multitudes. With the same generous love, he continues to offer us daily the bread of life. May the Eucharist sustain us always in our love of God and open our hearts to our neighbors, especially to those in need. I wish you all a blessed Sunday.